I hate to think that because of this incident, because of my actions, it's polarized and divided America.
By eliminating taxes on corporations' foreign income, Governor Romney's plan would actually encourage companies to shift more of their operations to foreign tax havens.
What does it say about a president whose record is so poor that all he can do in his campaign is attack me?
Lynn puts it up. Bang! Jeremy Lynn from downtown!
I mean, it makes no sense. It's a terrible mistake.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Welcome back to the show. Todd Zwillick filling in for John and Celeste this morning. That is the branding that you hear for our Follow Friday segment. It's Friday, and we've got a couple of experts, talker experts, and political analysts in to join us to review some of the week's news. They are Ron Christie, takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist and friend of the show and frequent guest. Also, Jeff Yang is with us here in studio, writer for the Dow Jones column for the Wall Street Journal and blogger for WNYC's It's a Free Country. Fellas, welcome.
Good Friday.
Thank you.
Well, let's start off on a serious note because we've been following all morning news of this tragic shooting in Denver. Just to update people, we now have reports of 15 dead and 50 injured after a mass shooting at a movie theater in the Denver suburb of Aurora, Colorado. This is at a midnight showing of the new Batman movie. Gunman apparently either in costume or real body armor, maybe plastic, maybe real body armor, we don't know which, moving around in the theater, a tragic situation. Ron Christie, I don't think that anybody in Denver or in the neighborhood of Aurora is going to miss the similarity with Columbine after a tragic shooting like this. We don't have a lot of details yet, but it's reminding me of Columbine right away.
And that was my first reaction, Todd, when I first heard this morning of – the folks in Colorado have suffered so tragically with gun violence over the years, and it just it's stunning. And Jeff and I were just talking about this off air a few moments ago. It really puts everything into context of, you know, you talk about presidential elections and politics and who's up and who's down, and this is a very human tragedy. This is a very real tragedy of folks who were just going out to see the Batman movie and to get away from reality, frankly, just to tune out for a little bit, to have to deal with this violence. It's incomprehensible at this point of someone having the ability and the capacity to take so many human lives just tragically and innocently like that.
Jeff Yang, your reaction?
You know, I was literally stunned and speechless when I heard it on the radio, and my first thought was obviously for the victims. And you know, much as Ron said, the notion that you could actually go into a theater with anticipation and with the sort of sense of desire to get away from the real world for a few hours, for 3 hours, and then to see it just burst into your life, to come off the screen into something as horrific as this is unimaginable. And I'm hoping that there is some space, and that, you know, that these victims do get a chance, that first the law enforcement gets a chance to find out what happened, and that these victims get a chance to, you know, be given human space. And I'm worried that it won't be. I mean, the cycle these days is such that within hours, certainly within days, this is going to be turned into a cause célèbre for one or another individual and institution who wants to make a point. But the point here is that this is pointless. This is terrible. This is horrific.
The debate on gun control in this country in many ways seems to be over. And I say that because after other high-profile shootings recently, for instance, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot, others were murdered in that parking lot in Tucson. Unlike 7 or 10 years ago when high-profile public shootings would happen, the reaction, as you mentioned, Jeff, and I think you were alluding to this, would always be, well, this is the perfect example of why we need to have an assault weapons ban or trigger locks or background checks or what have you. This Congress, you know, I'm going back to politics, but this president and this Congress has not really said word one about gun control in years. You can think that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it is a fact. It seems right now, the debate over gun control, any significant gun control, is over. And in election year, it's not coming back, Ron Christie.
Todd, I don't know. I think if you look at Operation Fast and Furious, of the way that the ATF and the Obama administration had allowed this program to go forth, I think the underlying tension there was there are weapons that are being walked into the United States, so therefore we need stricter forms of gun control. I think I agree with Jeff entirely. Unfortunately, and again, I hate to talk politics at such a tragic moment, but I could see one side or the other saying this is our cause célèbre now. This is why we need to have stricter gun control laws. This is why the Congress needs to act. And I could see Republicans on the other side saying Second Amendment rights are being infringed. This is a lone isolated incident. But it's just terrible. I mean, we should be thinking about the victims and the families of those who suffered rather than the politics. But I fear within less than 24 hours, we're going to be talking about the politics of gun control.
Jeff Yang, you're ready for politics on this.
Oh, I am. I'm ready and steeled to a certain extent. My bigger concern, of course, will be what happens when the actual identity of the shooter comes out. You know, there's no doubt that that especially has been something that's been spun very directly whenever incidents like this occur. All of a sudden, it's not about, you know, lone gunman versus whatever. It's you know, the identity of the killer becomes more important than the identity of the victims. Mm-hmm. And we will see that, I have no doubt, once we actually find out more.
Yeah. There have been other shooting incidents where the shooter had a Muslim-sounding name or an Arab name or some other kind of name, and I think that's what you're referring to. We don't know this fellow's name. He's 24 years old, what we understand from police in Denver. Made a statement to police about explosives in his apartment. They're apparently searching that apartment in Aurora, or have, and as far as we know, haven't found any explosives. We're going to keep updating that story as we go. Let's move on now to some other news, if we can reset our minds from this tragic shooting in Denver. I know it's not easy, but we do want to follow a couple of other issues. Back on the campaign trail, boy, is the Obama campaign, OFA, Obama for America, hitting hard at Mitt Romney for his tax returns, not to mention some of the other aspects of Bain Capital and SEC filings that we've heard of. But on the issue of taxes, Jeff Lynn, I'm going to let you get in on this first because I know Ron Christie wants to talk about this too. two years of tax returns, or 1 year of tax returns and 1 year of what do they call it, advanced taxes or presumed taxes for 2011. It is unprecedented for presidential candidates to have such a narrow disclosure. Where do you think this is headed? Mitt Romney has made remarks alluding that he'd rather quit the race than release more tax returns.
I don't know that it's confirmed that he actually made those remarks. Yeah. I think it's actually been alleged that fellow Bain employees have said, oh, if he had known, he would never have actually run for president, which is shocking if that were
true. It's shocking.
Of
course he knew. You don't run for president and not know that many, many years are going to be expected. This seems to me like this was a calculation. We're going to release 1.5 years, and then we're going to take our lumps.
Well, so the fascinating thing is, as has been pointed out before, it's actually his father, George Romney, who set the precedent of transparency and disclosure around one's financial condition. I mean, he was a wealthy man as well, obviously. And when he ran for president, he said, I'm going to put it all on the table. So since then, there has been, in fact, this expectation that if you're going to run for CEO of America, you'll show your resume, you'll show your you know, all the disclosure necessary for the people who are hiring you to make a real decision about whether or not you deserve this seat. And, you know, I'm speaking here obviously in business terms because that's the way that Romney has spoken about the job and about his qualifications for it. So the fact that he and others, you know, his wife and other proxies have basically said, look, this is about all we are willing to show, all we need to show. You know, you people have seen everything you're going to see. That is troubling. And I think that it's something that has sapped the momentum from his campaign.
Ron Christie, you're not only a Republican, but you're a political strategist. You know the truism. If you're explaining, you're losing. Mm-hmm. They haven't even gotten to the explaining part yet.
They haven't, Todd. And I tell you, this is a beautiful pivot from the Obama campaign because we had a terrible jobs report the other week. The Obama campaign, the last thing I wanted to focus on was the economy and the president's record in office. And now we're talking about Bain Capital. We're talking about Mitt Romney. We're not talking about Barack Obama. The question that I have is this a long-legged story? Are we going to be talking about this in a couple of weeks, or does it have short momentum? But as a political strategist, you're right. If you're explaining, you're losing. And the Romney campaign, the last thing they want to do is focus on his records as a individual tax filer. That's the last thing they want to talk about.
And that is going to lead to the juxtaposition or the decision, really, about what's worse, what's in the filings or the blowback that you're taking for not releasing the filings and losing the opportunity to talk about a weak record, which the president does have and the Romney campaign wants to talk about. Well, that's Follow
that's
Friday.
Right.
We got to go. Fellas, thanks for joining us and helping us put this shooting that we're following in Aurora into some context. We do appreciate it. Speaking with Ron Christie, takeaway contributor, Republican political strategist, and of course, Jeff Yang, writer of the Dow Jones column at the Wall Street Journal and blogger for WNYC's It's a Free Country. Gentlemen, thanks so much.